Good morning, traders, and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're kicking off this short Thanksgiving week on a high note. Futures are pointing firmly up across the board.
They certainly are. It feels like the positive momentum from Friday's session is carrying over. But let's not forget, the full week was actually down. What's driving this morning's optimism?
It's all about the Fed, as usual. The market is still buzzing from those dovish comments by New York Fed President John Williams on Friday. The probability of a December rate cut, according to the CME Fed Watch tool, just skyrocketed from around 40% to nearly 75%.
75%? That's a huge jump. So the market is basically pricing in a cut as a near certainty.
Exactly. And adding to that, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent came out saying the U.S. is not at risk of a recession, and we can expect substantial tax refunds next year. It's a double dose of good news for sentiment.
Got it. So a quiet day today on the economic front, right? No major data releases scheduled?
That's right. The big one to watch this week is the Producer Price Index on Tuesday. But today, all eyes are on corporate news and individual stock movers.
Okay, let's get into it. And there is some massive news in the healthcare space, particularly for the big weight loss drug makers.
This is a huge story. Novo Nordisk is getting hammered in the pre-market, gapping down over 10%. Their Evoke Phase 3 trial for an Alzheimer's treatment failed. It didn't show a statistically significant reduction in disease progression.
Wow. And Eli Lilly is getting dragged down in sympathy, isn't it?
It is, though not as severely. It just shows how much hope was pinned on expanding these drug pipelines beyond diabetes and weight loss. A major setback for Novo Nordisk this morning.
But it's not all bad news in pharma. Merck seems to be having a great morning.
An amazing morning. They got a big FDA approval for Keytruda in combination with Padcev for treating a specific type of bladder cancer. On top of that, a separate trial for Keytruda in treating lung cancer met its primary endpoint. The stock is getting a nice upgrade to overweight at Wells Fargo, too.
A tale of two cities in the healthcare sector today. What about M&A chatter? I'm seeing headlines about Paramount.
Yes, the rumor mill is churning. Reports suggest Paramount is winning the bidding war for Warner Brothers. That's a developing story we'll have to watch closely. On the flip side of M&A, BHP Group has confirmed it's walking away from its proposal for Anglo American. So that deal is officially off the table.
Interesting. Let's shift to tech. What's the latest from Tesla?
Elon Musk is out with an update, saying they are close to taping out their next-gen AI 5 chip and are already starting on AI 6. He's setting a goal of bringing a new chip design to volume production every 12 months. Very aggressive timeline.
Classic Musk. And I see Apple is refuting a CEO succession story from Bloomberg, so Tim Cook isn't going anywhere just yet.
Seems that way. Just a bit of noise there. Another name to watch is Moderna, which the Financial Times is calling the most shorted stock in the S&P 500 as demand for coronavirus vaccines wanes.
That's a dramatic fall from grace. Okay, let's pivot to the technicals. With futures up, what are the key levels you're watching for the S&P and NASDAQ at the open?
The overall sentiment is what I'd call cautiously bullish. The charts for both SPY and QQQ show a nice little uptrend on the 30-minute time frame, and we're seeing volatility, the VXX, trend down, which is supportive. For SPY, the key resistance to watch is 663.50. A break above that with volume could see us run higher. Support is down at 660.08.
And for the QQQ?
For the tech-heavy QQQ, we need to clear resistance at 595.86 to really get going. Critical support to hold for that upward momentum is around 593.
So the technicals look constructive. The briefing notes mentioned a rotation into defensive sectors like healthcare recently, but the charts are showing tech strength. How do you square that?
That's the key tension in the market right now. The rate cut narrative is lifting all boats, especially tech. But smart money has been quietly moving into more defensive plays. It means we should lean into what's working, like some of those biotech and healthcare names that have momentum, but don't chase extended tech names without confirmation.
So the takeaway for traders is to stay nimble in this short holiday week.
Absolutely. The primary indicators are still bearish despite the recent rally, so lean into continuation setups, maybe in names like UU, but keep your stops tight. Avoid chasing breakouts, especially on lower holiday volume. It's a week to protect capital, and pick your spots carefully.
Excellent advice. So, a positive start driven by rate cut hopes, but with some underlying caution. Thanks for the insights. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.